Mad Radio, WNDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, broadcasting live from State Street. The John and Gordy Extravaganza, the family show.
It's a shindig.
It
it's
is
a hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
Yep, that's right. It's 29 degrees, highs today about 50. It's going to be a nice day. There's some snow on the way, but that's a couple of days away yet. We won't worry about that yet.
No.
It's going to be nice today. 29 currently. Okay.
All right, let's
the first day of spring, by the way.
That's
happy
right,
spring.
It is. Yes,
yeah.
Happy spring.
Yeah.
And we'll celebrate in our own special way in just a few moments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're about to launch a big contest.
But
here.
First,
yep.
But first,
we'll
we have to get to something more important right now.
Okay.
It's the Zuckerbuck controversy.
What?
You know,
Zuckerbucks.
Zuckerbucks, yeah.
Well, how's he spending his money this time? What?
Mark Zuckerberg, he put money into all these states across the United States to help them fund their elections.
Sure.
Because of COVID.
Mm.
COVID created a certain situation where they needed supplies, cleansing equipment, the whole thing.
Right.
So he funded all of these polling places.
Yes.
And he helped with that because guess what? The Republicans were on vacation. They left for the entire year. And even though we had COVID and it was taken off in the entire country and people were dying, they decided to stay on vacation and not help fund the elections here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But Zuckerbucks came in and helped all of these polling places, with cleaning materials and masks and other things that they needed at the time. And it wasn't only in the big cities, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Racine, Madison, but it was also in the rural areas. They also got the Zuckerbucks, and oddly, and for some strange reason, we've never gotten the names of those towns or cities or villages that took the Zuckerbucks. Isn't that strange? The red counties, the red areas. How come we never found out who they were? We know that Waukesha took them, and that's very red.
Okay.
But for some reason, we don't have a list of all of the red counties and red polling places that took the Zuckerbucks.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a mystery, huh?
It's a total mystery to me. But anyway, isn't it a good thing to have sufficiently funded elections in the state?
Yes.
If they're worried about integrity and voting, why not have it funded?
Right.
But they don't want to fund it.
Hmm.
They honestly do not. This happened in February of 2022. It was part of the budget, and Republicans refused to add full funding, an amendment for it, in the budget. So they refused to fund. They actually point blank refused to fund elections in Wisconsin. Just let them pay for it themselves. If they run out of money, so what?
Too bad.
We're on vacation because it's an election year every time this is going on. So they don't care. They never cared about election integrity or funding these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to play this cut here, 518, this whole funding problem that we have in the state.
Okay.
The first that Republicans have passed will ask if there should be a ban on private donations and grants being used in election work. It's based on a 2020 report that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg donated $350 million to a Chicago nonprofit, and some of that money was then shared with Wisconsin municipalities who used it to cover expenses for personal protective equipment and poll worker training in the 2020 elections. Now, the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin say those amendments are rooted in disinformation. According to its website, the League says the First Amendment could lead to long lines at polls and longer waits for results. Milwaukee area senators also say reduced funding could mean some polling places come to a close.
That's right. If you don't have the funding, some of the polling places won't be able to function and they'll close those polling places, making voting less accessible. All right. So now you got the picture here.
Right.
We're talking about the constitutional amendments that are coming up in the election. And you have to know this because it's very deceptive stuff. The constitutional amendment asks if there should be a ban on private donations and grants being used for election work. And we know the Republicans won't fund them. So MAGA state politicians are rejecting funding for the state budget again, forcing polling places to close or be understaffed, creating long lines, by the way, and limiting places to vote. So that's a big problem, right? So Wisconsin Examiner wrote, Wisconsin's five largest cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and they get most of the money. But other communities across the state get this money, too. And that's what funding the elections is all about, passing it in our state budget. We have $4 billion in surplus. Why can't we fund the elections in this state? Now, get this. Republicans believe that these grants, this is how they think. Yeah. They think these grants amount to bribery in an attempt to increase turnout in large, mostly Democratic cities, and that is completely not true. It's just a creation. Mm-hmm. It's an excuse not to fund, and I can't believe I'm saying it, not to fund elections in the state.
Right.
You'd think they'd want that, right? People to vote. Here's the polling place. Here's the money.
All of that.
But no. Anyway, Jay Hack, the executive director of Common Cause Wisconsin, calls all of these allegations, the bribery, baloney. He goes, that's garbage. That's not what it's used for. It was used to hire poll workers and provide protective equipment during the pandemic, and none of it was used to do anything other than that.
Wow.
Just to make voting safe.
Wow.
We don't want voting to be safe.
We don't?
We don't want the drop boxes.
Why would we want that?
Go in there where a whole bunch of people are breathing, you know, COVID air.
Okay.
So that's one of the big problems.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
All right. It is 12 minutes past the hour.
All right.
I'm going to jump in here right now, John, and tell you it is time to launch. Hit the music, Sam. Hit the music. It's our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest.
All right.
All right. This is a statewide deal. All the civic media stations are in on this, so this is a big deal. It's our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest right here on Mad Radio, WMDX. Now, here's the deal. You got to download our app. This is a text-only contest, and you have to text in on the app, the Civic Media app. So that's easy to get. It's easy to download. It's free. You can go on Apple or, you know, what's the other one?
Android?
Android, thank you. Couldn't think of the word. Brain fart. Okay, now that we're giving away huge prizes here. We've got four Chula Vista resorts every day. We have four daily winners to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, overnight getaway. Also, we've got grand prizes that include brand new bicycles, a 3-in-1 blender, outdoor patio furniture, all kinds of prizes here. But you have to text in to win. So how do you do that? You go on the app and you look for that text button, and we're going to release a keyword here at 7 a.m. and then later in the day. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the keyword this time around is spring, okay? It's the first day of spring, so spring is that keyword. So go on the Civic Media app and go to the button that says text and then enter spring, okay? It's as easy as that, all right? Everybody got that? Sam,
I think you got that? I think I got it.
I got it now.
All right. It's easy to do. Now, we'll have other chances throughout the day with different keywords at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m. And this goes on this week and, you know, next week as well. So that's the keyword, spring. Get on the Civic Media app, text the word spring, and you're in. Okay? All right.
Very good. No ads.
You got it?
On that Civic Media app.
You what?
There are no ads that pop up. It does not have
it's
any.
It's free. It's free. Okay.
It's what very they call unobtrusive. A deal.
It is a deal. So the keyword this time around is spring. All right. On with the show.
On with the show. On with the Zuckerberg problem.
All right.
Okay. And this is something.
There's more on this?
This is, okay. This is, then we'll get to the Voss. Recall,
okay,
which is just insane. It is truly, but again, Jay Hack of Common Cause says this is a trend. This is by not funding the elections. Mm-hmm. This is the point. The whole new trend now. I'm quoting him. Whenever you can't get something done, and you can't get your way in the legislature, and you can't reach agreement with the governor, you take it and you try to put it on the ballot as a referendum. And by it's a referendum on the ballot, but it will be added to the state constitution All right. We're going to hang all these little things up on a Christmas tree of the Constitution. He says, if you're going to amend it every time you want something but can't get it, the Constitution becomes a partisan document.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, that's true.
Yeah, it is.
Right? If you can't get something done, you just give it to the people, write up a, you know, a kind of a hazy referendum that they may or may not vote for.
Right.
And if they accidentally do vote for it, it gets tagged onto the Constitution, and it's there forever, and it's a partisan Constitution because it's the only way you can get something passed that you normally cannot get passed, and that's why we elect people, right,
mm-hmm.
to pass these things. And if they don't pass, then they shouldn't pass, I guess.
We got a couple texts here. One says, thank you for talking about the binding constitutional amendment questions for the April ballot. Please keep reminding everyone that the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has a good explanation for their recommendation that we vote no to both of these questions. Yep. Both are continuing attempts at voter suppression. And another one here, if the GOP thinks donations to fund polling stations encourages Democratic turnout, then that shows that they are deliberately withholding funding to suppress Democratic turnout.
Yeah, they actually came right out and said, you know, that it's supposedly in the Democratic areas. So mm-hmm. therefore, we have to not fund elections. Okay. And I'm so glad that the Supreme Court has taken this whole thing, the lockbox thing, the drop boxes.
Yeah.
Nothing safer than the drop boxes.
Right.
You can't get anything in them. You can't do any. I mean, they have the slimmest, smallest slot ever. Seriously.
They figured it out. Yeah.
And they're solid. They are definitely on solid ground. More solid than any postal box out there.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it is something that we hope the Supreme Court will favor at this point. The only reason it was rejected by the Supreme Court in the first place, it was a Republican Supreme Court, and they did the bidding of the legislature who didn't want the drop boxes because Trump didn't want the drop boxes.
Gotcha.
And that's the whole point there. But anyway, getting back to the reason why they don't want to do anything about the bribery, the bribery of Zuckerbucks, it's basically to affect one party's agenda, ignoring how to solve the problems, how to restructure the voting, and get it done right the first time in our state.
Absolutely. All right. 7:18 coming up. Neil Jurgensen is here. He's the student director of Wood Music. He booked some of the bands at the Wisconsin Student Union. We're going to find out about some of the music coming up not too long from now. And we'll be back with more. By the way, again, our keyword is spring. You got to text that in before the top of the hour.
Born.
Yeah.
What? Nothing to the megas. Born.
What are we talking about? Porn for?
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM in Madison, the John and Gordy Show. We're talking about Pornhub this morning.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. This is fun. This is really fun stuff. It really is.
What?
The hotbed for porn viewers is in the South, and they're scrambling in Texas because Pornhub pulled out of the state. Early.
you want to rephrase that? What do you?
Anyway. So because they passed a state law down there, in Texas. I'll get to that in just a moment. But because of that, Pornhub said, well, we're not going to stay here. We're blocking it.
Okay.
And people are freaking out. What they did was everybody who still wants to watch Pornhub is going out and they're searching for virtual private networks, and that is VPNs. Now, a lot of people go to VPNs because they download a lot of stuff that, you know, they don't want to be tracked, and you know, they download movies, whatever.
Okay.
So VPNs, it's a very private way to surf the internet without anybody knowing, including your ISP, all right?
All right.
So they're now searching for these VPNs, and it's spiked fourfold in Texas after Pornhub pulled out of the state over a law forcing adult websites to verify the age of or identities of their users. Can you imagine now? I mean, again, this is a privacy thing. This is what we're talking about, data privacy.
Okay.
This is what we should be talking about that instead of banning TikTok. We should be actually creating legislation that prevents this private information from being shared online.
Sure.
All right. So that's the deal with the VPNs. Now, this is days from the Federal Appeals Court upheld the legislation and said it could remain in effect. The First Amendment, anybody want to speak out on this one?
Mm-hmm.
Again, this VPN circumvent state-level block. So the state is doing this, and they're basically trying to get the ages and identities of the users of Pornhub.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why people don't want to go to Pornhub. And then Pornhub said, well, we're pulling out of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, visitors with Texas IP addresses who visit Pornhub are now presented with a full-page message calling the Texas law ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous, and likely violating the First Amendment and threaten marginalized communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this was already ruled on by a judge, but then overturned.
Okay.
Judge David Allen Ezra in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas blocked that law originally, saying, and this is important now, it runs the risk that the state can monitor when an adult views sexually explicit materials and what kind of websites they visit.
Mm-hmm.
Given Texas's ongoing criminalization of homosexual intercourse, it is apparent that people who wish to view homosexual material will be profoundly chilled from doing so if they must first affirmatively identify themselves to the state.
Mm.
Okay, and that seems like reason, right?
Yeah.
But the U.S. Fifth Circuit, which is a radical right-wing circuit, the appeals there found that that Judge Ezra applied too tough a standard in reviewing the law. The state knowing what you're viewing is okay. Now, too tough. Can you be too tough with the First Amendment? Is there really a standard for that?
Mm.
I don't know.
This is
censorship by the mega Texas politicians and what Christian nationalism basically looks like.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely a Christian value.
So they're putting these things in because they want to protect the children. They want to make sure they're 21 and older, and they want to make sure that they can control this and then find out if somebody's breaking the law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, app sites, the app stores could also have a screening system. They do have a way to pay for these things on their app sites, so they know the age, they know who's buying this or at least downloading it. So at that point, there are all different sorts of ways that you can get around this or do it the proper way by protecting data.
I wonder if this is going to create a special kind of black market for special fake IDs.
You think?
Just to gain access to Pornhub.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that is.
People could try to get around this somehow. Yeah.
Of the 12 known Bible Belt states, Utah, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
Yeah.
9 out of those 12 states land in the top 10 list for porn consumption repeatedly across all 4 data sets. If the Christian church in America became its own state, it would be the highest user of porn, with over 68% of church-going men viewing porn on a regular basis.
No.
And that's what they have come up with statistically in regards to that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's the connection?
But it's always been like that.
Yeah?
My wife wrote romance novels for Harlequin at one time.
Right.
And Harlequin would come out with a yearly book of statistics.
Yeah.
And it always came out with, the South, North Carolina, South Carolina, the eastern, southern part of the United States were just heavily porn users.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for years.
I wonder why. I mean, why?
It's a Bible Belt.
Okay, that's so they're frustrated and
need
some other thing to relieve that frustration, apparently. Okay.
So there's a definite need. And now, of course, Texas banning it or wanting the identities of individuals. People are trying to get the VPN so they could surf Pornhub.
Get around it.
Anonymously at that point.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that all works out. It doesn't sound very promising.
No. But again, you know, this really is Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
They're pushing a religious doctrine that, you know, is going to result in these kinds of situations all over the country.
And back to the Texas thing, that's they're really focusing in on criminalizing homosexuality.
Yeah.
That's why they put it in place.
Right.
Texas.
I know. Well, let's go to Tennessee a moment here. I want you to cue up cut 536, if you can. This is just stomach churning here. This is just awful stuff.
Okay.
Representative Kelly Kiesling, a Republican in Tennessee, is disappointed legislators didn't whistle at high school girls as they appeared on the floor of the legislature. Just check this out. This is really gross.
I'm disappointed in this whole chamber right now. I got silence. I didn't hear a dadgum whistle when these girls came up through here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Not a whistle. But you can save that as they exit.
Okay, there you go. You get a chance, second chance to whistle at the girl, high school
really,
girls
like
in the legislature.
Really? That's...
I thought, you know,
what's going on?
I thought we're trying to protect children from people like this.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty grotesque. But
it was in Tennessee.
It was the word
dadgum
for me.
Dadgum.
Yeah, Tennessee is a crazy state. And, yeah. You know, we can thank the Tennessee Holler for a lot of this information.
I got a lot of distant relatives down there, and I want to keep them distant.
Yes.
29 past the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Neil Jurgensen. He's the student director of Wood Music. Tell us about what's happening at the student union this coming spring and summer.
John Gordy Show. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
It's good stuff.
I know cola is able to clean your toilets as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, clean out the drains.
Yeah. You think Ed would come up with something like that?
You think so.
All right.
It is...
Mad Radio WMDX, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
90.7 FM and 1580 AM. We're on State Street, block away from the old Capitol.
This
is the John and Gordy Show, we are live.
Yes, we are.
We are, right?
Yes, we are live.
Okay.
We're live and alive.
Two AI devices here just chit-chatting with you.
It's a little chilly this morning, 29 degrees. Highs today about 50. It's going to be bright and beautiful. Some sunshine today.
We're going to talk wood music right now.
Yeah.
We
have Neil Jurgensen with us. He is the student director of Wood Music. That's Wood, W-U-D, right? Wisconsin?
What?
Union Directorate.
Union Director.
There it is.
Okay. And you book the bands. You do a lot of things for the Wisconsin Student Union, yes?
I do too many things, one could say, but okay. I don't book all those bands. So 200 shows a year, even more, depending on the year. 200 shows, but it's not all me.
Where do the shows take place? I mean, you have 200 of them. We're out on the terrace.
Terrace where we can.
And in the Rathskeller.
Inside in the Rathskeller.
And then our other primary one is Union's House, The Set. Beautiful stage. And then occasionally we use Shannon Hall.
Never been in there.
Ooh, I recommend it.
Union South.
It's beautiful.
Yeah? It's great.
Yeah.
The radio station is at Union South. Is that right?
The student radio station is Student Activity Center, East Campus Mall.
Oh, okay. All right.
What was the other venue you mentioned right at the end?
Every once in a while, the Wisconsin Union Theater so graciously lets us use Shannon Hall.
Shannon Hall. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You hosted Peach Pit there just like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, that was one of our big spring shows, which I'll actually talk about this quick. We got reached out to and super blessed by the Chancellor's Office. We're helping with the 175th anniversary concert series, and that was one of our big shows in Shannon Hall. We hit capacity and had to turn some people away, which is sad, but a good problem to have. And we've got a couple more of those events coming up.
So what's happening right now? What's coming up?
You're geared up here. It's
getting
the first
ready for
day
spring.
Of spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we've got spring break, so no shows this weekend.
Okay.
Sad.
All right.
But
how long is spring break?
spring break is two weekends of shows that we're losing, and then that 5 days of, I guess, work you're losing. But yeah. when we come back, we've got a lot of fun stuff. On okay. April 6th, we've got the 175th anniversary open house, if I'm sure you're aware, on campus.
Okay.
We'll have artist named Cara Jackson. She will be doing a great set in Union South, the set.
Okay.
And don't you worry, in April, we'll have a very fun iteration of our festival called Woodstock.
All right.
No paraphernalia associated with our Woodstock, as you might have in the old one. And the one that I think our listeners might like is we'll have the Scatolites Thursday, April 25th in Shannon Hall.
All right.
That'll be a fun one.
When do they bring the patio chairs out? Are they out yet?
That's information I can't share.
Oh, really? It's secret.
That's a secret date? Wow.
No kidding.
All right. Well, we found out now.
All right. Okay. So you just got back, I understand, from South by Southwest, which for people that don't know.
Describe South by Southwest. I did not know about this.
Really, John? Okay. Well, it's a huge music festival, but also they have other entertainment, right? Yeah. Like films and art and all kinds of things. So you've been there before, I take it?
Or is this your first time? My first time.
Okay. Well, give us your impressions.
You just got back, you said.
Yeah. I got back 2 days ago.
Wow.
That 20-hour drive was a lot, but it was worth it. There's, like you said, there's movies. For us, there's music. So we're there scouting as many bands as we can in that five short days. Then there's speaker series, and there's all these conferences, which is the big reason the university likes us to go.
Sure.
And the only way I can, it's amazing. My only complaint is I wish I had more time here at the school to use everything I learned.
So it's in Austin, Texas, and it's a pricey ticket, I'm sure, right? Unbelievably expensive, actually. It's really grown over the years.
It really has.
But how many venues do they have there? They've got tons of clubs where all these bands are just playing back-to-back, right?
More than I could keep up with.
Is that how you get to see the bands? Is that how you get to review and talk to the people in the bands?
Yeah, that was one of the best parts. You see them get off stage. You see them go to somebody in a suit. I run on up, and I'm like, hey, I work with the Wisconsin Union.
Well, what's that got to be like? I mean, you're in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And here you are trying to get people to come up north.
Well, it's Austin.
They're free to do that, right? That's the whole point, is to travel the whole country.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool parts, too. We went and saw this band called Worry Club, and we have our Wisconsin stuff on. It's like, hey, we're playing Wisconsin on Saturday. We're like, we know, that's us. Okay. Like, thanks for booking us. They did the 18-hour drive themselves, too, but it's a lot of that where you play where you can.
So how many bookings do you actually take right then and there? Or is it just a matter of getting their contact information and then getting a hold of their agent? Or can you sign them right there?
Much more the latter.
I'll
tell you about our process is it's probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's a democratic process where we've got all these general committee members. I don't book all these shows myself.
Okay.
And they could come in and they could say, I want Taylor Swift on the terrace on this date, right?
Right.
We go through what's called an avail process where our committee votes on it, and then they're free to negotiate with the agent to process the contracts with help.
Okay.
So I don't exactly get to just laterally book all the shows, but I do have all these ideas now.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And did you do things other than bands while you were down there? Did you see some films and do some of the other activities? What else do they do besides bands and music and movies?
Besides bands, music, and movies, the big part of that is the conference. So a lot of the reason why we did go down was for professional development.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I was doing a lot about event planning and about hiring and about music industry specifically. So how do you make a fan-first process when tickets are expensive, when Ticketmaster is battling antitrust issues?
Right.
How do we do that as a free venue for both community members and students?
Yeah. So a lot of education while you were down there, too.
Yes,
mixed in with the partying.
Yeah. Oh, no partying, never.
All right. Okay.
So, different genres of music, basically. That's what you're looking at, bringing up here. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. So, give us an idea. We're talking with Neil Jurgensen here. He's the student director of Wood Music Student Union here. Give us some of the names that are coming as far as musically, some of the bands that you've got that are coming up this spring.
Yeah, that big one that I said, the Scatolites, I think is going to be really fun. That's part of our 175th anniversary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a really fun time, Thursday, April 25th, 7 p.m. in Shannon Hall. And then as well, in that same vein of the 175th anniversary, we've got Cara Jackson, Saturday, April 6th, so right when we come back from spring break.
Okay.
What kind of music are we talking about for each one of these?
So the Scatolites are going to be a ska band.
Okay.
And they're real great. And then it's going to be more singer-songwriter on the 6th.
Okay.
As well as what I'll tell you is usually for our Woodstock event, we do maybe 3 days, very similar to kind of what you'd see with a festival like South by Southwest. But this year we're going to be doing about 2 weeks, spending our last 2 weeks of programming.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see in our Behind the Beat Jazz series, you're going to see some more swing opportunities. Mm. We're going to see some vinyl DJs, or you're going to see some student bands.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty exciting. We most likely are going to have the winner of our Battle of the Bands to play at the end of February, beginning of March there.
Mm-hmm.
And just now, there, a whole lot
the
of community.
Battle of the Bands is basically a local Wisconsin band, right?
Of course. Students specifically.
Yeah.
So okay. how do they get in on this? If there's local bands out there, how do they reach you and get into the contest or get into the battle?
For the battle, we had to sign up, but mostly for local bands, they inundate my email daily asking to play the Terrace.
Really? Wow. So there are that many, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, I'd say daily. I've got an email dedicated to wooden music that I manage, and I would say I get probably 5 to 10 emails a day saying, hey, we want to play the Terrace.
Right.
So well, do I.
How do we? Well,
you know, right? The students from all over. Would they form bands once they're here, or how does that work? Is that
yeah, a lot of times they'll form bands here. One of my favorite things, we have a band called Deep Dive that actually spawned from members of Wooden Music who met each other in our committee. That's something I'm really proud of.
No kidding.
But we also have, it's called The Studio. It's in Aug Hall, I believe, through the university. And that's a learning community dedicated to music and the arts. And a lot of bands will form from there.
Mm. Are you a musician yourself, Neil?
I used to play the drums for about 10, 11 years. Then I realized I've got a better knack for emails than I do paradiddles. So.
Wow. Yeah, those paradiddles are tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, email, if you're good at it, that's great.
Outlook is a skill.
Yeah. So how long are you the director? Is this how do you negotiate this? Do you keep doing this all the way through your education here? Or?
So unfortunately, it's a year long term.
Okay,
and
so you get
wrap
1 year.
Up next December. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then they elect somebody else, or the committee chooses somebody.
Yeah, then there's an interview process through the union. We have what's called a directorate officer team. So those are student leadership positions mm-hmm. in conjunction with some of the full-time staff, which thank you, Mary Russell and Heidi Lang. You two are amazing if you're listening.
Okay.
And they do the hiring. So it's a great process.
And if people want to know what events are happening there, what's the best place to do that?
The best place is union.wisc.edu. Go to the music page or even just the event calendar. And then if you need up-to-date updates, say we're on the Terrace and there's a rain change. Say if we've had before, an artist wakes up and they test positive for COVID.
Oh.
Our Instagram is at woodmusic, WUDMUSIC.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we post probably on our story if there's any last-minute changes. But union.wisc.edu is the best place to go.
Okay. Well, you get all this education. You figure out all this stuff. You get used to the system. What's the jumping off point for you? Where do you go from here? Do you use this? Are you eventually thinking about this as a career?
Do you want a career as a booker?
Not specifically. I'm looking to go into entertainment law. So part of what we do is we process all the contracts.
Oh, okay.
I'm proud to say that and unfortunate to say that I have more experience with agency contracts than almost any undergrad in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me up at night, but it's also something I can put on my applications.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay. All right.
So you're familiar with all the riders that some of the bands ask for, right?
If I have one more artist ask for weed, knowing we're not a legal state, I'm going to lose it.
Really? They put that in the riders.
Oh,
now.
My God. They'll put specific strains. I'm like, dude, I've met you. I know you're 20 years old. I don't.
Yeah.
I can't even get you a hard cider.
Okay. Wow. Some unusual demands.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Excellent. Well, Neil, thank you for coming in, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
You've got a lot, 200 shows a year.
200 shows a year, and I hope to see everybody who's listening out on the Terrace this summer. Okay. It's going to be a fun one.
And you've got a good committee of people working with you.
Oh, they're the best. I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. Well, I know he's holding back, but he's just dying to ask you. He does say a solo guitar glam rock thing.
Okay.
He's hoping.
Glam rock. Yeah, that's what I do.
He's hoping to perform.
No, that's okay. No, don't listen to him.
He's so modest.
If you got an email for me.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Gordy play in the Terrace. Let's go.
No. I don't know. No, you have solo performers, I know.
Of course
we
do.
On the stage there, right mm-hmm. by the lake. Man, it is a beautiful venue. Mm-hmm. Great sound there. Whoever does your sound, I'm always very impressed.
All students. They're amazing.
Is it?
Our students sound like late technicians. They get trained sort of top down. You bring in a new class, and they're state-of-the-art, top of the line.
Well, even in the Rathskeller, though, mm-hmm. and that's got to be a kind of a difficult room as far as acoustically. But I saw Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets a couple of weeks ago, and the sound was excellent.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
that's
first
really
off, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, amazing.
Yeah. I'm friends with them,
Our sound and light technicians are just amazing people. Shout out Gavin. He's our head SLT. He does amazing work.
Excellent. All right. Well, again, Neil, thank you for coming in. Give them the website one more time or
right.
Facebook.
I've got you. So it's okay. union.wisc.edu. That's going to be your landing page for all things Wisconsin Union. You find music specifically, you'll find us.
All right.
Excellent.
Sounds easy enough.
All right. Neil Jurgensen.
And fun. Sounds like fun. We'll have to make it down there. And now that I know about South by Southwest, I'll book that someday.
Yeah, maybe we can go down there. Sometime.
Yeah.
All right. It's only a 20-hour drive, right?
Mm-hmm. The John and Gordy road trip.
Yeah.
There we go. Yes. Excellent. Yes. Well, you know, I went down to New Orleans recently in my Prius with my entire family.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Four people packed in a Prius.
Good times.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Actually, driving through Mississippi. I hate that place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Neil, thanks once again.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. All right. Wow.
Tomorrow, we are going to be making a personal appearance at the Short Stack Eatery.
Yes.
It's our Wednesday morning show, live broadcast from 6 to 8 a.m. It's at 301 West Johnson Street. We invite you to stop by, say hi. We've got some T-shirts, some other things to give away. And, you know, we'd always love to see you. It's right down the street from us here, Johnson and State.
You know,
Neil, you should stop by. Okay.
Now, here's the whole thing. You know, in the old days of radio, we used to be waiters for a charity. Radio announcers in the area would pose as waiters at a certain dinner, and money that was raised through that would go to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a waiter a few other times.
I did that a few times too.
And I'm thinking maybe we could do that at Short Stack, you know, commercial breaks.
Maybe we can get a charitable event. Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Let's kick that around. We'll talk to them.
Yeah, we'll come up with a menu item or two.
Okay. It is 7:49. We'll have to do
that. I'm sure they'll love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Now I'm tampering with their business.
Okay. We will be back for odds and ends, tidbits, this, that, and the other, and leftovers coming up.
Unearthing what's fallen through the cracks. Here's John and Gordy, Raiders of the Lost Stories.
What the hell?
I like that.
Okay.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and all of your social media dial, Twitter X, Facebook, YouTube.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. You look into a water puddle and we're there.
That's right. Sure. 7:51. I want to remind you before we get to the leftovers here, you know, again, we just launched our Ride into Spring contest. This is a statewide contest. Mm-hmm. All the civic media stations are in on this. We're giving away prizes every day through the contest. We'll be giving away four stays at Chula Vista, overnight stays there. Also, other prizes that once you enter, you're in the pool for other prizes like bicycles, patio furniture. The key word, and this is the key word for this hour, you have to text in on the Civic Media app. That's
only
how you do it.
Only
on the Civic Media app. And we'll be doing this again at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. The word for this hour is spring. Yeah, it's the first day of spring. Right. So that's our key word. So text that in. Just get on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it's free. You can download it on your Android or Apple device, and then text in the word spring, and you're in the contest. You go to the app, go to your station. Our station is WMDX, and you look for the text button there. Once you're in, put the word spring in. Okay?
All right. Well, it sounds easy enough.
All right.
Not too confusing.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're in search of the lost stories at this point.
That's right, the lost stories.
I found one under just a pile of rocks.
Okay, well, good, sure. That's good enough for us. That meets the high bar that we've set since day one.
Oh, it's all about the Voss recall.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What's going on with this? Is this actually happening?
No. It's not going to happen. You know, they always complain about, you know, fraud, election fraud, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's happening to them now.
They're turning on themselves.
Yes, all the tactics that they claim the Democrats are doing, well, now they're exploiting that. Actually, it was their idea all along anyway, and it was projection. So here it is. It appears that the mega election dirty tactics used against their own party has come to the surface. Listen to this. Could you get cut 538? Ready? 538. All right. This is 12 News out of Milwaukee, and Racine County DA's office says they've received 27 complaints about the petition to get this recall together and take Robin Voss on. Let's listen to their broadcast.
You sign your signature?
Yes.
We don't often ask people for their signatures, but Don Hagerty's signature...
It's a little different.
A little different, yes.
...is quite different than the one on the petition in her name and address to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Oops. And you did not sign the recall?
I did not sign the recall, and I declined signing the recall.
You were asked to?
Yes.
The signature says it was collected from a volunteer or paid worker from Georgia, as tonight a growing number of examples of potential fraud and what appears to be a failed attempt to recall one of the state's most powerful Republicans. These two examples, the same name and address, two separate pages, completely different signatures. Now, the Racine County District Attorney telling 12 News her office has received more than 24 complaints.
How big of a deal is this to you?
It's a very big deal. Yeah. I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me, and I teach students about using primary documents, and my name is now on a primary document. Furthermore, I know that the intention of this petition was to go back to what people thought was voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin, and this document represents that very thing.
In a statement today, recall organizers admitted a few unverified petitions slipped through due to a volunteer oversight.
It's an oversight,
but also claimed sabotage involved recruiting individuals from outside Wisconsin to introduce fraudulent signatures.
Oh, well, you did that.
Campaign organizer Matt Snork, when questioned last week.
There's a number of avenues. These things come in from different ways and angles. So,
there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. That's it.
He made the mistake of hiring people from Georgia. Well, who would have guessed, right? You know, in the southern red states. It's just something they do normally. They fill in the names of people who refuse to sign their petition. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's simple. You know, who's going to check?
So Robin Voss is good in his job. He's there.
Yes.
He's not going to be recalled.
Not enough signatures made it in, even though they went, I think, well over the amount they needed.
Right.
So that's how many bad signatures, unconfirmed signatures there are. They're so terrible at this. They're not good at election integrity at all, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they should perfect that first before they demand that we have something like that.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. Or just leave it up to the Democrats. We do not do this kind of stuff. Okay, well, this is dusted off by the Republicans themselves and Trump. I can't believe this. They must have run completely out of ideas running for this election. Trump, House GOP, right-wing media pushing the lie this week that they asked for the 10,000 guard troops on January 6th. I mean, they're bringing this thing back again, and I don't know why we're talking about it, because they've run out of things to talk about. Trump called for every member of the J6 committee to be put in jail over this. That's right. All of the Democrats would be put in jail, including Liz Cheney, who's a Republican. Here is the testimony of their own acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, about this, about getting these people in, you know, the 10,000 guard troops. Were they requested or were they not requested? Let's check this out. It is cut 537.
Okay. 537.
Right. 537, and we'll find out for sure if he's lying or telling the truth.
Okay.
Check it out.
Here we go.
I want to be clear here that since then, in February 2021, Mark Meadows said on Fox News that, quote, even in January, that was a given. As many as 10,000 National Guard troops were told to be on the ready by the Secretary of Defense. Is there any accuracy to that statement?
I'm not from my perspective. I was never given any direction or order or knew of any plans of that nature.
Okay.
All right.
Definitive answer. Yeah. Very simple. Not complicated.
Mm-mm.
No one requested 10,000 guard troops. All right. There you go.
That was it.
And they brought it back, and they lost this one again.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
I thought we settled that.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. That's going to wrap it up for John and Gordy for this Tuesday morning. Tomorrow we will be live at Short Stack Eatery. Oh, can't wait to have those pancakes and eggs.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, you know.
You know they're good.
Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson. We'll be there from 6 to 8 a.m. Stop by, say hello. For Sam Davison, John Peterson.
And the Mean Farmer.
The Mean Farmer. I'm Gordy.
Oh, you know it.
And thanks again to Neil Jurgensen for joining us. We hope you have a great day. So long.